Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now, Grace and Richard Hayden argue about downsizing their apartment at a Georgia retirement home. On the third day of arguing, Grace Hayden, 71, gives her husband the silent treatment. And what does he do? Attacks her with a hammer. Next morning, Grace Hayden found beaten dead inside her room.
While Grace Hayden's official cause of death has yet to be determined, Richard Hayden was taken into custody just after the discovery of her body. Hayden was reportedly taken to the hospital for a condition unrelated to the attack and is still receiving treatment. The 81-year-old will be transported to Gwinnett County Jail once released.
Richard Hayden, 81, now charged with felony murder, malice murder, and ag assault. You're downsizing, all right. It's a pool party with a kangaroo. A woman calls 911 to report there is a kangaroo loose and hopping around the pool at her Florida apartment complex. She says a handful of brave residents locked the animal inside the pool gate. When cops arrive, they manage to capture the kangaroo and return it safely to its owner. No people or kangaroos were injured at the pool party, but the kangaroo reportedly had a great time. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
At a murder conspiracy trial, the 88-year-old mother of Jennifer Doulos, a mother of five from Connecticut, has testified that she hasn't seen or spoken to her daughter since she vanished and that authorities believe she was killed in 2019. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Gloria Farber told the jury that her daughter was supposed to meet her at her New York City apartment on May 24, 2019, following a doctor's appointment, but that she never showed up. She asserted that Doulos would never desert her children. Farber gave testimony regarding her daughter during the sixth week of Michelle Traconis' Connecticut trial in Stanford Superior Court, saying, quote, "She was always there for them." Farber has been the guardian of her five grandchildren, ages 8 to 13, ever since Doulos disappeared. They were all present in the courtroom. Traconis refutes claims that she assisted Jennifer Doulos' estranged husband, Fotis Doulos, in covering up her death. After Jennifer Doulos and the kids had moved out of the family home and were residing in New Canaan, almost 70 miles away, Traconis dated Fotis Doulos and lived with him in Farmington. The body of Jennifer Doulos is still missing. Farber's testimony was used by the prosecution to demonstrate that on March 24, 2019, Fotis Doulos attacked and killed Farber's 50-year-old daughter at her New Canaan home. In October of this past year, Jennifer Doulos was formally declared dead by a state probate court. It was just a few weeks after being accused of killing Jennifer Doulos that Fotis Doulos committed suicide in January 2020. He had steadfastly denied the murder accusations. They were engaged in acrimonious divorce and child custody proceedings at the time of her disappearance.
Traconis has entered a not guilty plea to charges of obstructing the prosecution and tampering with evidence. A man has entered a guilty plea to two felony counts after being charged with kidnapping a 9-year-old girl from an upstate New York state park. He could now spend the next 47 years to life behind bars. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to the Saratoga County District Attorney, Craig Ross Jr. entered a guilty plea to first-degree kidnapping and predatory sexual assault of a child. Ross was accused of abducting the girl on September 30th of last year from Moreau Lake State Park, situated in a rural area around 35 miles north of Albany. 2 days later, state police officers and an FBI SWAT team stormed a camper where Ross was staying, ending a search that involved over 100 people. Inside a cabinet, the girl was discovered alive by rescuers. The 46-year-old Ross was also accused of assault, sexual abuse, and endangering the welfare of a child. The start of his trial has been set for April 8th. In the days following the girl's abduction, officers stationed at the child's home noticed someone placing a ransom note in the family's mailbox just before sunrise, leading to a major breakthrough in the kidnapping case.
When he's sentenced on April 17th, Ross could face 25 years to life in prison for first-degree kidnapping and 22 years to life for predatory sexual assault against a child. The sentences are to be served consecutively.
Thanks, John. Kimberly Moore moves from Dallas, Texas to Ringgold, Louisiana to live with her partner, Vernon Parker, just in time for Thanksgiving. The couple spends the next month settling in, and they attend a New Year's Eve party together. on New Year's Day. On New Year's Day, Vernon Parker is found shot dead in the back seat of his running car. The last time anyone saw Kimberly was at the party the night before. Police now believe Kimberly Moore may have witnessed Parker's shooting and could be in danger or worse. Kimberly Moore now missing over a year. If you have info on Kimberly Moore, please call Bienville Parish, Louisiana Sheriffs at 318-263-2215. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.